A birthday can be one of the most exciting days of the year for a kid. But for families dealing with homelessness, coming up with gifts or a party can be a tall order. That's where our next guest saw an opportunity to try and help people out. She started throwing birthday parties for children at Manitowoc's Hope House shelter when she was just in second grade. Now she's ready to start high school, and with the help of a few hundred other volunteers, she plans to keep the celebrations going and a whole lot more. Leah Hale is the founder of the Hopeful Hearts Club in Manitowoc. Leah, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, where did you first get this idea of throwing birthday parties for homeless children in Manitowoc?
So when I was 9 years old, my mom and I went to Hope House to drop off some donations that my Girl Scout troop had previously collected. And so that day we actually met a little boy who thought all the bags that we were carrying were for him because it was his birthday. So then I asked the director if he was having a party, and she said no, that they didn't have any programs in place at that time that provided birthday parties for the kids. So I just felt terrible and felt like we should do something for him. So then I was talking to my parents and asked them if we could give him a party. So we ended up talking to the director, and then later that same day, she thought it was a great idea. So next day, we showed up with cake and some balloons and a small gift, and that's how the club got started.
So yeah, that was your first one at 9 years old. What happened next?
After that, it just kind of started to grow. We branched out from birthday parties to then special events and holiday dinners.
And how do you have any idea how many parties you've thrown since then?
Oh, my gosh, I have no idea. Probably well over 100. There's not a lot of birthday parties each month, but usually only like one or two, but definitely a lot.
And when you throw a party, I understand you try to make sure it's what the kid would want. So you talk to the boy or girl, and why do you want to tailor it to their interests?
I think it's just important because the kid's birthday party is so centered around them, and just kind of that's their day where they just get to have fun and kind of be a kid and not worry about the situation that they're in. So I guess it kind of gives it more of a meaning if it's more of tailored to them and has like the theme that they or something that they really enjoy instead of just like a generic like cake and balloons.
What kind of themes have you done at these parties?
We did PJ Masks, which is super popular right now. We also have done, we had a kid that liked wrestling and dinosaurs, so then we've had it where we've combined like the two themes, so we've had our one and only wrestling dinosaur party. And then a lot of times the party trends just seem to go with whatever in the movie theaters, like Star Wars or Avengers.
And I'm guessing you've done a Frozen party or two?
Oh my gosh, yes.
And what kind of reactions do you get from the kids and maybe even their parents?
I just, a lot of times it kind of just depends on the family. Some families are very like, they're very like outward with expressing, you know, like gratitude or whatnot. But some of them prefer to keep it more private and kind of keep to themselves more. But the general reaction is they're very thankful and very happy for the party that was provided for their kid.
And it's not just a one-person show anymore, it sounds like. You've gotten other people in the community involved. How are people helping out?
Well, we have over 900 members now, and we also have local businesses like Cops and Party Pizzazz that do a lot of the help with donations and drives.
So those are members of the Hopeful Hearts Club. When did you turn this into the Hopeful Hearts Club and make it more than just you throwing parties?
I actually started talking to my second grade classroom about it at the time, and they thought it was really cool. So then I had like the first members there, and then I think just from there talking about it more, and once the community got to know about it, it was a lot more people wanted to join and donate and see what they could do. So we just decided that it would be best if everybody could be involved in some way.
And you mentioned you're doing birthday parties, but you're also doing other events. What all is the Hopeful Hearts Club doing now?
Well, our annual picnic is coming up in June. We also provide baby showers and like holiday dinners for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And then we have our like drives, like the school supply drive or a food drive. And then sometimes we'll do like tailgating parties.
And talk about, you've gotten a lot of people involved. You said 900 members. What do they say to you? Are they getting something out of this too?
I my club would not be what it is right now without the members and their support and generosity. And I definitely think that any volunteer, any person that does give back, will say that they do feel very happy because, you know, like, you're not only, like, giving to a person, but you're kind of giving for yourself because it does make you feel really good and make you want to keep doing what you're doing.
Talking to Leah Hale, founder of the Hopeful Hearts Club in Manitowoc, about her work with homeless kids in that community and spreading the word, too. Leah, how do you, you're a busy student, I'm sure. How do you find the time to do all of this?
Lots of organization and lists.
And is this something you want to keep doing through high school now that you're going into school and maybe even beyond?
Yes, definitely. I plan to do it for as long as possible.
And for people listening in other parts of the state thinking, oh, you know, this is something that sounds great. I'd love to make a difference, but what do I know? I don't know how to do this. How would you encourage them to try to do something similar in other parts of the state?
It's just, you don't even have to do, like, any huge thing. It's just starting small, like maybe even going to your local homeless shelter and, you know, providing, like, canned goods or going to, like, a food pantry and donating food there or even just, like, tutoring children for, like, schools, you know. It's not it's one of those things where it's, like, if you start small, it could definitely grow from there and get the ripple effect.
And maybe people in schools, like, I mean, you were in elementary school when you started this. Kids in school might not even be thinking about trying to do something to help people in their community. It might just not be on their radar. Why is this important to you for kids in particular and teens to be involved?
I think just because a lot of times in order to spread generosity in the world, it starts with the younger generation. So I think if we could instill that in younger kids and teens now, then it will definitely help when they grow into adults to be more kind and generous and just have a better working society.
I don't know if you ever encounter this in the world or on social media or whatever. Have you ever run into, you know, when people say, oh, what's wrong with kids these days? Do you ever hear that and think, well, actually, we're doing some pretty good stuff here?
Yeah, so a lot of times I do. It's kind of like one of those things where people, I feel, focus more on the negative. But I know there are a lot of decent kids out there that really are kind people and want to do good in the world.
And Leah, before I let you go, you mentioned that the Hope House picnic is coming up. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, they're having their June picnic this Saturday. And then it's just basically a cookout. And then the families just get to kind of hang out for the day. And then we're doing, have some outdoor activities planned for them too. So,
Leah, thank you so much for the work you're doing, and thanks for talking to us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Leah Hale is the founder of the Hopeful Hearts Club in Manitowoc. She's been throwing birthday parties and doing a lot more for children at the city's Hope House shelter since she was in just second grade.